Hey, it's Christine Blackburn, the creator and host of Storyworthy. Over the last 11 years, I've heard incredible true stories from some of the best comedians and talents in the world. So if you want to listen to comedians like Theo Vaughn talking about hunting squirrels with his father, or Bert Kreischer telling his famous story, The Machine, about being held up on a train in Russia, or how about listening to Bobcat Goldthwait tell his story about performing with the Juggalos? Oh, and comedian Esther Koo. She has a cheating story that will blow your mind. I've also talked to big stars like Larry King, Sugar Ray Leonard, Wendy McClendon Covey, Kevin Nealon, Alonzo Bowden, and on and on. No matter where you start listening, enjoy Storyworthy. Listen to Storyworthy on Podcast One, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Adam Ray is back. We talk about his career. We talk about some wacky TV shows. We'll take some phone calls. First, there's LifeLock. Email phishing attacks and brute force attacks are the two most successful methods cyber criminals use for ransomware and extortion attacks on corporate networks. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your Social Security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert, so protect yourself with LifeLock. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Love that about you. Adam Ray sitting in once again for Dr. Drew, traveling abroad.
Yep.
We had some unfinished business from our last show.
Correct.
Which is a A and a B. Gary Canskate. And he didn't Google me right, but I think he may have Googled me right because I haven't seen it yet, but I've been talking about the equivalency of Ted McGinley replacing the guy on Married with Children versus the first and second drummer
right
on the Partridge Family.
And this started because we were praising the, I guess, careers of people that have been fortunate enough to jump from show to show. Whether it's series reg or guest star.
I think I'm the opposite. I'm only in shows that I start. I've been replaced.
Have you really?
Doug Stanhope and Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but that was because you guys didn't want to do it anymore or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But technically.
Still, yeah.
You know, I've only really been in shows that I created.
Right.
There was no show where, you know, season four, the Ace Man wandered onto set.
By the way, pretty cool that you've even done that. I don't know in the, you know, when you put all the career accomplishments on the table and you look, I don't know how, if you get to a point to where you skip over, like how many shows did you create to where you got into that flow of like, all right, I know the start to finish process of this and kind of the excitement of creating a show and having it go to air and making it that you would experience maybe in the first go around is kind of faded away, or was it always there for you?
I don't know. It was just kind of me and Jimmy, and we're like, we wanted to do a show together, so we just invented a show that we could do together. So people,
the best way,
yeah. Then it wasn't, the format was really only because we needed a format to do the jokes and the comedy that we wanted to do.
Gotcha.
It wasn't really like we came up with the format and then pushed ourselves into the format. It was like, what kind of show could we do?
We got the relationship.
Where we got to do what we wanted to do,
yeah.
But you can't just pitch a show with no format.
You can't. Brad and I tried to do that. We were just like, hey, we go into rooms, be hilarious together, and by the way, crush that part. And then at the end, they're like, so what's the show? We're like, Well, we thought that's where you guys at. Like, I thought you had the format to put us in. We just thought we'd be like, hey, what do you do with this? But no, you are right. You need a backdrop for
that.
Well,
because they don't know funny. They know format.
Yeah.
So if you can't pitch funny to them, they don't really speak that language. Mm-hmm. But you can pitch format. And that's why, you know, the easiest format to pitch is like a game show. Because yes. You go three contestants, 60 seconds on the clock.
That sounds cheap.
Spinning the wheel. You know what I mean? And then People, they you can't just go Mean Brad or funny.
They're like, are there prizes? You go, prizes. You finish
prizes.
The sentence. You go, thank you. Great idea.
They That's go, right.
Okay, we're a part of this.
Yeah, we got a C-do. All right,
That's
so Gary,
prize.
Are you going to Google me, right?
I think so.
My Partridge Family.
I think so.
All right, let's
you
see.
See
let's see. All right.
Good
okay.
God. That's like a before and after smoking picture.
Right. So
oh,
we got the first
God.
Kid. He's a I don't say bug-eyed Jew that often. As a matter of fact, that's only the fourth time I've said it today.
You said it once when I walked in. You said I might say it today.
I'd said it a couple of times on a phone call on the way in, but as far as you know.
No, when I walked in, yeah.
Wait
a second.
So they took the Jewish kid,
oh, God,
and they replaced him with the Aryan kid. That's what I'm saying. And I think,
oh my God,
the exact same thing happened with Married with Children.
Sure. So they just followed the formula.
That's what I'm thinking. Gary?
Well, here's where the bad news comes in.
Uh-oh.
In Married with Children, her husband left her in season 4. She was single for the balance of season 4. And then in the middle of season 5, she met a new guy.
Okay.
And they have different
Clever.
Names.
Clever.
These two gentlemen who you're looking at play under the exact same character name, and it's just
they're
not
the same
addressed.
Person.
Correct.
They never addressed it.
All right, let's.
They just had this guy season 1 and that guy season 2, and they never said a word about it.
We're
correct.
Going. We're going.
They went Fresh Prince.
Show started with not even. This is very unfresh Prince. Like, there's a bigger difference here than the Vivians we saw.
Right, but either way, the husband was replaced.
Yes.
In Married with Children.
Real quick, I can't let this go yet. Who started the show? The kid on the left or the right? The kid
left.
On the left.
Left was the start.
The kid that the kid that looks like he was like in between takes me like, bring me an apple juice, Dad. Hey, where's my mom? Where is she? She's supposed to pick me up. You tell Danny Bonaducci if he comes to my trailer with his pants off one more time. One second. Hello? Yeah, large cheese pizza. Yeah, cut the crust off. Boy, you sound hot. What's your name? Yeah? Oh, come on. Yeah, well, you bring the pizza yourself. Hold on a second. I'll be there in a second. You fucking hold for me. Oh, what are you going to do? Replace me with that fucking blonde kid? Yeah, just it's a second trailer on the right. Yeah, yeah. One second.
I'm here with your Capri son.
Yeah, hey, baby, hold on. What was your name? Pamela. That's a hot name. It sounds like an adult name. Yeah. You ever been with an 8-year-old bug-eyed Jew? Give me a second!
I got your Capri Sun.
Leave it on the door, Daphne!
They're out of apple juice.
You want to stay on the phone and hear a murder? And scene. So that kid, he was first. And then went to blind kid. Okay, great.
Now, this is almost Googling me right again, but again, there's two people in each picture. I need a side-by-side, Gary,
of the
actor
McGinleys.
that was switched out with McGinley. Always got to go apples to apples, Gary.
Got to.
And once you do that, you are going to see that the exact same. I know it's been talked about many times on many podcasts and terrestrial radio, but I'm letting you know
please
that the Partridge Family Aryan swap out was the exact same as probably 18 years later.
Yeah.
When they did, 18, 20 years later when they did it on Married with Children.
Do you think producers from Married with Children remembered that and said, look, they did it before. We'll just swap them out.
I'll bet you a lot of those guys on Married with Children cut their teeth working as segment producers and PAs and gophers on the Partridge
They're
family.
They're lifers in the business.
And now 18 years later, that's ingrained in their head and they make the move.
I love that.
Yeah. That's the only explanation.
It really is.
There are no other explanations.
There's no other way to chop that
up. It's impossible. All right, so we'll take some phone calls when they come rolling in. Adam Ray,
yeah.
Other thoughts? I know we're talking about you filming your special coming up in San Francisco. How? How does that? Oh, Gary keeps moving stuff around the things. All right, that's fine. We'll find the pictures. We'll put them together.
I will say this real quick before your San Francisco question. The McGinley guest star move. So I've been fortunate enough in this past year. It's probably been my heaviest acting work year of all time.
Really?
Just filmed a show yesterday. It was a nice 13-hour day for a I won't say what it is, but it's a – I don't know if I can. Maybe it's just not post about it. It's a Rob Lowe show that's on right now, the drama that he does on Fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And – but it's a
nice –
Lone Star
Houston
State?
Fire or something?
Boom. Gary's got it. Maybe you can skate. Yeah.
He plays the fire chief, right?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
So nice guest star, and then you know I had a guest star on Hacks, and there's two other shows that I did in the last 2 months that are – I can't say those, but they're fucking very cool. And then Young Rock coming up. I think I'm maybe now recurring on the second season from two episodes to like six. But I'm like, it's great. It's a dick tease. You know, acting is my jam. It's what I came here for. But just thinking of McGinley, I'm like, all right, like when did, I'm curious, when did he go from all these cool shows? Because there's value in being, you obviously when you're a guest star, you're like, all right, let me come in, crush it. Make fans with the director, the showrunners, whatever, and I feel like I've done that. This guy last night who directed does all of Ryan Murphy's stuff, like the American Horror Story stuff, whatever. He's in the mix. But then you go, it's a dick tease. What's that jump to the main part? And I'm curious what that was for McGinley and maybe what he did that I can learn from.
We can ask him ourselves. Yeah, Matt, order Postmates. And... Because I know he works this beat. I know this is kind of his territory. I don't know if you have territory, but you know what I'm saying? I have had him show up a couple of times.
Oh, boy. By the way, real quick, it has somebody, are there stories, coffee table books, blogs of people that have ordered food delivery and had people like that show up and posted about it? Oh, there has been. Who was the guy?
There was the guy from Cosby who was working at the Trader Joe's.
There we go. But I remember that. But there was a delivery guy, and they took a picture with him, and it went viral. Was it the kid, long-haired from Bad News Bears? Remember the young kid?
Yeah, that guy. Okay, no, that guy's a... Well, that guy's an actor who works, nominated for Academy Awards and stuff, but maybe it is. I won't say his name, but a comedian who I know from back in the day, who was a pretty prominent comedian from the, 90s.
Yeah.
And he was a name. And I was walking through my neighborhood a couple of years ago, and I see this car pulling up into this little kind of long driveway, big house, big, nice neighborhood, maybe a $5 million house. And he's pulling up. And he's getting out of the car, and I noticed the car's like a little ratty for the driveway.
Yes.
Like, it's not quite the car you'd picture at that house, but whatever. Some people buy a Honda Accord new, and they drive it for 14 years, no matter how much money they have.
Totally.
And it pulled up, and this guy gets out, and he gets his dog out of the car, and we recognize each other. I'm like, oh, hey, man, you live in the neighborhood? And he goes... No, I'm a dog walker, which is kind of the opposite of comedy.
That's where you hear that Price is Right. Bum, 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 ba-dum,
bum. Yeah, Jay's on the steamroller.
No.
Yeah.
That's a humbling moment.
It is.
And where do you go conversationally once that information's divulged?
How much? I got a dog.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably a job you're going to book at some point. Add that to the resume. That's always a good one.
They're always going to need dog walkers.
Always going to be dogs, and there's always walking.
There's always dogs. Oof. And as long as those dogs have super lazy white owners.
Yeah. You're just struggling to create some sort of
gonna
metaphor.
There's going
to
be a job.
Yeah. There's.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. Sorry. Now we got the split. Now I'm saying in the frumpy Jew department,
he doesn't even look like a real guy. He looks like a clown,
the Aryan guy. And what a tall drink of water McGinley is, right?
McGinley is
beautiful.
Now that's what I call fuckable guys from the 90s, volume six.
Yeah.
He made the cut.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's on the cover.
He's on the cover.
He's
look
on
at
the
that.
Jacket of
now,
the CD.
What? He's wearing the jacket
He's
on the CD.
He's wearing the jacket, yeah.
Now, what does a head of hair like that do for women in the 90s?
It's everything.
It's everything, right?
It was all about, it's all about the hair. Yeah.
Stamos had it. McGinley had it.
Oh.
Now, that's a fight I'd like to see. Fuck Jake Paul and Floyd Mayweather. Mm. Or Logan Paul. Let's go Stamos on McGinley.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Hairing it out.
Yeah. Stamos had that same thing.
Yeah.
Had the big hair. And if you did it right, just a couple of strands would cling together.
Just a few.
Like when you make spaghetti and a couple get together.
Yeah.
It makes it better somehow.
Yep.
And then they just fall down over your forehead.
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
They never even, he didn't even have to have costumes do it, by the way. His hair was how it was.
Mm-hmm.
They called and rolling. And before they said action, those hairs just go, we know what to do. And they fucking grabbed each other and they just went and fell down.
Beautiful.
And then, you know, the Olsen twins were like, holy shit.
Now, what was the bigger, what do you, Matt, I'm going to ask you this. What is the bigger transition from schlubby Hasidic Jew to Aryan blonde? Was it the Partridge Family kid or was the McGinley going on Married with Children?
The thing about the Partridge Family is the little kid has a little bit of like Hitler youth in his face, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like scares me a little bit more just
on
a deeper level as a
Jew. Attracted me. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Versus the McGinley one, you know, it's just like sexy husbands on a show. The kid one is deeply disturbing.
Deeply disturbing. But where's the bigger chasm? Because the blonde kid on the Partridge Family had a little Hitler youth, no doubt. But he wasn't a stunningly handsome kid. He just had some of those features, you know, whereas McGinley's a handsome man.
Yeah. I guess it's still just the threat of what the kid could grow into. You never know.
Yeah. All right.
And then Marcy. So that was also an upgrade for Marcy, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, she was probably like, they had probably had, I remember, I don't know why I remember this. Maybe it was being a child of divorce, but seeing a couple that was, you know, over 30 being very sexual. Like they would always come over to the Bundys and he'd be like, let's go home and say, it was something 90s sexual, but edgier because it was Married with Children. He's like, let's go home and I'll put the dick in the oven. You know, he's like, cut, you missed the metaphor. It's bun in the oven. He's like, yeah, but we got to spell it out.
But do you think in this world where everyone's going for sympathy and everyone wants to be a victim and score some sort of intersectional points, do you think that there's people who describe themselves as an adult of divorce? Like, my parents got divorced, but I was 29.
Yes.
I still want a little divorce.
A little
credit,
but I
was not.
I know I missed my window.
I missed my window
to really.
I was actually getting divorced when my parents were getting divorced, but I am an adult of divorce.
So we're actually fighting for sympathy custody.
All right.
Sympathy custody is open.
I would watch that.
I would watch that show. Judge Judy's coming back.
Do you know Gentle Ben rode on a fan boat in the Florida Everglades?
Called the Sympathy Custody?
I'm just circling back to the show you've never heard of.
I thought it was a movie.
It was a TV series.
Great.
Where there was a giant bear in the Florida Everglades, and he rode on a fan boat.
From city to city? Selling snacks?
No, his dad was the game warden. I mean, the kid's dad was the game warden, and he'd take Ben out on the boat. Well, find the opening for it
Is it the bear version of Free Willy?
We can blow a little bit. We'll blow Adam's mind when we find that. First, let me tell you about Miro. Collaborative, online, whiteboard platform created to help people visualize, discuss, and share work. Miro is a blank slate, just like the whiteboard hanging in your office. But this is digital, man. Write, draw, use videos, sticky notes, diagrams, and audio to conceptualize your vision. We started using this, making the documentaries, and it's made things so much more efficient for us. Miro is also creating a revolution in how we create and collaborate. Join over 20 million users today. Sign up and use Miro free today. Go to Miro, that's MIRO.com/ADS, and start your free account. Sign up today for 3 free whiteboards with this exclusive offer. Don't delay. Start using Miro today. Go to Miro.com/ADS. All right. We got a couple of questions up there. We also have the opening to Gentle Ben.
I mean, do we open or close with that?
We'll close. Great. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with some calls right after this. All right, back with Adam Ray. Someone's got a hypothetical question up here. And Kyle, 35, Los Angeles.
Hey there. So my question is, would you rather eat a handful of rocks or let a stranger name your next child?
I feel like this is pretty easy for me. I love spontaneity. I think strangers, I think the more as a collective humanity we put more trust in strangers' creativity, the better. And I think Paula Deen said that. I think the eating rocks, I've even chewed on beef jerky that's made me want to kill myself. So rocks sounds dangerous and aggressive. And I... I don't even know if the name I would pick for a potential child of mine would be that great. So I'm going to go with the stranger. Now, can I give the stranger like, you know, an era to work with? Like, hey, 90s sitcom dads.
Yeah, it has to be some type of single syllable, a Bob, a Will, or a Dave.
Yeah, okay. As long as there's specifics. A Bob, okay, single syllable. So you say
Wait
Bob, Will, Dave.
Who says it has to be single syllable?
Well, if that's one of the criterias, because if it is single syllable, you say Bob, Will, Dave, I immediately think, you know, butt, clit, fart. So these are, you know,
yeah,
maybe Bob Clit.
How about Bud Bundy? All right, here's the deal.
Great name.
You know, we always think like a stranger, like sit next to a stranger on a long flight or have a stranger pick your name or encounter a stranger. Couple of things. It is interesting, but we're strangers to them, you know. So when you're sitting on a flight next to a stranger, the stranger's also sitting next to a stranger on a flight. It's just you.
Sure.
So we have this thing where it's like, would you let a stranger? Well, you're a stranger if you picked out someone else's name, and you would feel pretty competent
right.
doing that. So I don't think there's an inherent stranger danger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you might find a very caring stranger.
Who was the first stranger that created the danger that created the label Stranger Danger?
I don't know, but he drove a van. That's all I know.
And he pitched things like, hey, do you want a double stranger? And kids go, what's that? He goes, that's where I jerk you off with your other hand. And you go, all right. I could just do it and have it be a regular stranger. He's like, no, but it's a double stranger, see? Because I'm, no, we got the pitch.
Yeah. Stranger, you know, someone you've never met doesn't sound that pejorative, but stranger, it's always bad.
Yeah, it is.
But everyone is a stranger to anyone. Look, when you get on a commercial flight, there's 281 people who are technically strangers on that flight.
Totally.
I do think, though, once you get some sort of common activity, then the stranger danger falls by the wayside. For instance, if you're a big USC fan and you're sitting in the USC cheering section of the Coliseum, everyone's a stranger, but they're all into USC.
Yeah.
I think this is where this is why the park gets a bad rap. Because the 41-year-old guy in the primered van is not there to fucking ride the whirly slide.
No. Well,
there's where the stranger danger.
Not the one that's been set up for years.
Yeah, right.
I get triggered even hearing the word stranger because as a kid, I was taught, and this, by the way, is just the lack of faith and trust I'm trying to reinstate in humanity that we've done by being like, stranger danger. I don't remember at what age my mom or school or society was like, every person sucks and is trying to fuck or rob you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stranger danger. I mean, truly, it was like, hey, don't let a stranger in the house. Don't talk to a stranger. Don't make eye contact with a stranger.
Right.
So at what point have we always been this? I mean, I would like to think the 70s was a little more like smoke a joint with a stranger. Fucking 69 a stranger. You know, like
yeah,
start a business. Take the joint out first.
But burn taint.
So that's why I'm trying to burn taint's opening for sympathy custody. That's why I'm trying to get the stranger name maybe a little bit more due cred. But I'm going with pick the name as long as we got specifics.
I'll go pick the name as well, great. Kyle. Now, let me explain as someone who's older than you and someone who comes from a hippie family. This Yes, the 70s version of the Stranger Danger wasn't really, it's like peace and love and smoke a doobie in 69 and throw a pot on a wheel, you know, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the danger. The danger, when I was a kid, were rich guys. Rich guys were, they were corrupt. They didn't pay taxes. They treated everyone like shit around them. They were trying to rape the land and the indigenous people. They'd do anything for a buck. So my family figured out that everyone who was rich was miserable, an alcoholic, and evil. That's so their whole deal was hang out with poor people. They're noble. Whereas the rich guy isn't. And then I got older and I realized all the fucking poor fucks I grew up with were pieces of shit. And actually, the rich guys turned out to be a lot smarter.
Yes.
More philanthropic.
Yes.
Gave away much more, helped much more, were 1,000 times better than all the poor shits I grew up with in North Hollywood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Times change.
Do you have the Gentle Ben opening, Gary?
Thank God.
So we can, we can blow Adam's mind.
I mean, I'm going to have to binge the whole series.
This is a TV show that ran for like 4 years.
Wow.
On network in prime time.
Is that Laughlin, Nevada?
He's on a fan boat.
Already in.
There's a giant bear.
The bear is chilling.
He's going through the Everglades.
Great Dennis shot of Weaver. Dennis Weaver, yeah.
Yeah. Clint Howard's feeding the bear pup with a bottle.
Beth Brickle's like, oh, fuck. I guess I'll just stay here. Who's that?
Gentle Ben!
I mean,
by the way, that's all we needed for a show. There's no, and then,
no.
These two met. Murder. They're nothing. It's just a fucking music. That, by the way, that they didn't even compose that music. No. That's just clearable shit
that's
from the 30s.
Garage band stock.
Yeah,
footage.
They just grabbed that stock footage. They put it up. They show a fan boat. They show a helicopter shot of a fan boat. That's good enough.
Wait, by the way, if you can't, as a Hollywood exec, see that trailer and understand what the fuck that show is, or at least get on board, that's a clear-cut yes or no. Mm. Nobody sees a bear and a dad and a son on a fan boat. Was the mom there, too?
I don't think she was riding on
it. Which is why they cut to her with the fucking rake, and she was like, I guess I'll just keep...
She's got to hold down
fixing the yard.
Yeah.
Right, well, you guys go have fun with the bear, who's now a member of the family. Thanks for that heads up. I guess they were going to walk in. The bear was going to sit at the table. Like, by the way, Ben's going to have meatloaf.
Every third episode. So he was the game warden for the Everglades. Every third episode was poachers would show up.
Wow.
And Ben would save the day. I mean, it's the same as Flipper. You see Flipper?
Yeah. I don't remember the plot line.
There's an animal that befriends a family who lives by the ocean.
Elijah Wood, right?
Yeah.
That's the new one.
And they... There is?
No. Time to blow Adam Carolla's mind.
What?
Elijah Wood is in a Kid Flipper movie.
No.
Yeah, I'm almost positive about this.
Does Dr. Drew play the dad?
If he doesn't, I want my money back.
So Flipper befriends a family and, you know, hijinks ensue. But
people try to kill him so the family's protecting him.
It's Flipper that saves, you know, and Gentle Ben saves the family.
Family's trying to protect him. No?
Well, what would happen is the poachers would come to the Everglades. The poachers would be poaching. It's a
summertime affair. Wow. Elijah Wood, I think 1999.
Really?
Look at this, dude. It's
Sandy has been sent to spend the summer with his uncle. But there are a few problems.
Well, you know what they say. You can choose your friends, can't choose your relatives.
The accommodations bite.
There you go.
The food is unusual.
It is Elijah Wood.
You want your SpaghettiOs with or without?
Without what?
Freeway Franks.
And there's not a friend in sight.
There's gotta be some mistake. You cannot be my uncle.
Until today.
Cool. Flipper!
What's his name?
His name is Flipper.
Now Sandy's finally met his match.
What if the dolphin was whacking off? He goes, his name's Wacky.
Awesome!
And together, they're about to discover just how deep a friendship can be.
I'm five.
You can't keep a dolphin. You either take him.
Can't
look at this
that.
Cast.
It's used to being fed.
Take the dolphin.
I mean, the animal probably can't fend for itself anymore.
Uh-oh. Hammerhead.
They've got Flipper.
What you're doing?
Hey. I'm going to say this animal means something to the kid. I'm going to teach you a lesson. I have a thirst for knowledge. Teach me.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, that's some acting.
From Universal Pictures.
You're right.
And you get fucking Sister, Flipper. Not Sister Hazel, Blues Traveler.
No.
No, who sings this?
Shit.
Sandy.
Sister Hazel. It sounds like Sister Hazel.
I was going to say Sister Hazel.
It's not Blues Traveler. Right down.
Dimitri.
Dimitri?
Right?
Flipper.
I don't know.
Delamitri.
Yeah.
Dimitri's a Russian kid I went to high school with who threw my backpack in the toilet when I made fun of him for breakdancing in the lunchroom.
Not sure if you noticed, Ace. Isaac Hayes also making an appearance.
It was
in that
Isaac
movie.
Hayes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm. You know, let me explain something. You know what I'd like to. You know, I like to do this little thought experiment, Amray. Yeah. I like to picture the real version of the guy in the movie, like Paul Hogan.
Yeah.
He's so toasting good. Bread by nailing it to the wall and hitting it with a crack pipe or burner, like a butane burner.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm saying the real version of that guy is a horrible, violent, alcoholic pedophile,
sure.
Right? Like
yeah.
There's no, that's the level. It's like, I always say this about Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Alan Arkin, the grandpa.
Yes.
You want to know the real version
kind of.
Of that guy who's doing heroin
yeah.
and getting thrown out of old age homes for feeling up old biddies? You want the actual version of that guy?
Mm.
That is a total fucking
really.
Shit show.
Yeah,
that's
don't.
The worst person you've ever met.
Nobody gets behind that guy.
Nobody. All right, let me tell you.
Now, yeah. Sorry, I just got to tell you guys. The same year that that movie came out, 95, there was also a TV show that started that was a Flipper TV show that ran for 5 years starring Jessica Alba.
Dude,
what?
Great pull, Gary. Also, I love that when that happens, when a movie crushes so hard, they're just like, we gotta, like, dude, Adam Devine was in Pitch Perfect as Bumper. He just told me they're doing a Bumper spinoff for Peacock. And it's like, dude, that's crazy. When a movie, Flipper, Elijah Wood convinced people he was friends with a dolphin so hard that they were like, people want more of this dolphin.
Was...
Get Alba on the phone.
Alba, that was before Into the Blue, right?
Yeah. She's doing a Flipper TV show.
But did that give way to Into the Blue? Or is it just, we got to figure out a way to get this chick into a one piece constantly? Like, that's our mission. Like, you cast Jessica Alba and you're like, you're in a bathing suit. But we play explorers of the North Pole who are looking into their, yeah, but put the bathing suit on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe that was that.
How? Well, first of all, real quick, what'd you think of the Flipper trailer?
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
I'm watching it.
Great. Well, maybe that's one after I ate one brownie for Gentle Ben and then some gummies
for
Flipper because I've seen it, I think. But I can be half awake for
spontaneous.
It.
Spontaneous. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me tell you guys about Headspace. You have 10 minutes. You can change your life. Headspace, daily dose of mindfulness. In the form of guided meditations and an easy-to-use app, Overwhelmed Headspace has 3-minute SOS meditations. Need help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions. Parents, Headspace has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase overall sense of well-being. I think we've seen enough over the last 18 months to figure out we all need to get into a good place, and the best way to get there is with Headspace. Backed by 25 studies, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. It's Headspace, right, Matt?
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/ADS. That's headspace.com/ADS for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full libraries of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal being offered right now, so head to headspace.com/ADS today.
Well, you can check me and Adam out in Solana Beach at the Belly Up September 22nd, and then the 24th I'll be in Chicago Park West, and then I'm going to St. Louis and Baltimore and outside Philly. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. I'm going everywhere. And you want to check out Adam Ray, AdamRayComedy.com. It's got shows coming up San Francisco Punchline, also Solana Beach, like I said, with me. That's all coming up. Just go to AdamRayComedy.com. And, of course, about last night, the podcast. Till next time, it's Adam Carolla for Adam Ray. Say it. Mahalo.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.